tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by Electrek. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's May 6, 2025, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. It's been a minute since we've done one of these, and of course, that's because last week I was at the ACT Expo 2025, that is the American Clean Trucking Show, Advanced Clean Trucking Show, actually, in Anaheim, California, and it was super cool. I've got this article here, ACT Expo 2025, one step forward, two steps back for clean trucking. What do I really mean by that? Well, even though the show was bigger than ever this year with more exhibitors and more capable battery electric vehicles, the downsides were that NACFI and the Shell Corporation that sponsors NACFI really were really on target messaging this idea of the messy middle. And you saw the return of people talking about clean diesel and lower emissions. So the messy middle, this is this argument that you're going to hear about in fleet industries and fleet circles for the next couple of years, I'm sure, that says that while we can all agree that electric vehicles and battery technology are the future, we're not quite there yet. And the resulting series of observations that when they were very timely in 2019, when this idea first came out, seems to disingenuously portray EVs as new technology while claiming that there are unanswered questions about battery costs and component longevity. Now, you're a reader of Electrek, you know that that's not true, but we all write to our audience, and NACFI's audience basically is hesitant to do anything different other than what they've been doing for the last 20 years, which is driving around in diesels. I mean, we're talking about a group of buyers who still doesn't like DEF and who still kind of rages against emissions control, right? So they're not going to really wrap their brains around 29 years of Toyota Prius production, 30-year anniversary since GM's EV1, and the fact that some companies are now logging their 100 millionth mile on battery electric vehicles. That said, even though the electric vehicles may not be suitable for some fleets, I feel like NACFI's messy middle messaging is going to give people an excuse to buy one more round of diesel engine semi-trucks to fill up with more diesel from their favorite truck stops, which, I mean, at this point might be Shell. We don't know, right? It's really super catchy, and I've heard several people talk about the messy middle. Now, before we move on to the next thing, I just want to say that the problem is not necessarily in the fine print. If you go to NACFI's site and you look at the messy middle stuff, you'll find some pretty reasonable comments and commentary. And I think the issue here is that it's being used as an excuse, right? This is people who don't want to electrify, who are against electrification, who believe a lot of the misinformation that's out there about BEVs, and who are parroting this and using this as something to hide behind. I want to say right now, for the record, I do not agree that we're not there yet. I think for 90% of fleets and 90% of routes, an EV makes perfect sense. And even on a lot of these routes on I-80, I-90, or even the I-10 corridor, an EV makes a ton of sense. For those that it doesn't make sense, where there's a route or an application or some heavy haul thing, look at Revolt, look at Hylion, look at some of these hybrid solutions that are out there. That might work, and that might be a really great idea. Other things like hydrogen combustion, fuel cell, there's stuff out there I'm not as convinced on as I am about something like this battery electric diesel thing. But hey, that's just me. I don't know that we're going to be hearing about this much longer, but you know, hey, at least for another, couple presidential terms anyway. So back to what was at the show. There was a ton of cool stuff at the show. We had a Windrose. We had an all new battery electric Class 8 from International. We had this automated Kalmar thing. This thing was fully autonomous. It's using DoD and DARPA level autonomy to navigate its way around terminals. This was really, really cool. And of course, the fully autonomous Volvo that was shown here. We saw that at CES earlier this year. It's a little bit more refined. The sensor is a little more integrated into the body. Very, very cool stuff. And we will get to that, of course, throughout our coverage of ACT. And there's still more to come. But I picked a few of these here that I thought were significant. We're starting with this one. Honda really wants you to sell a hydrogen fuel cell today. Honda came to this year's ACT Expo in Anaheim with the perfect follow-up to the jaw-dropping hydrogen fuel cell-powered semi-truck they showed off last year. This year, the company announced that its fuel cell is in series production and available for sale Now, quote, Honda Hydrogen is open for business. That's according to David Perniske. He's been on the show before, assistant manager of hydrogen solutions development at American Honda. We have the fuel cell technology, the expertise, and the supply chain to power a variety of zero emission products, including commercial trucking and stationary power generation. The company arrived with a more developed version of its Peterbilt 579 EV-based HFC semi concept, which is based on one of that brand's existing BEVs, using the hydrogen fuel cell as a range-extending generator for its 120 kilowatt-hour battery. Or rather, it would if it was ever plugged into a charger. So this is a huge battery that's powered solely by the fuel cell. It never gets plugged in. Really, really cool. On battery power alone, the Big Pete is good for 150 miles. With the fuel cell along for the ride, the truck's range climbs to more than 500 miles with an 82,000-pound combined vehicle weight. Now, Honda is saying that this fuel cell is more than just a range extender. They're looking at this as something that can replace a genset or a generator, which is critically important to emissions because a lot of generators and gensets have much lower emission standards or much, let's say, more free, less restrictive emission standards, and therefore pollute a whole lot more than a comparable diesel or gas vehicle engine might. So you get one of those diesel gas generators out of commission, that's like trading out 6 or 8 or 10 cars. It's really a huge number. So it really does bear looking out for. Now, Honda envisions a world where its fuel cell is used in much more than transportation and logistic applications. At the ACT Expo, Honda had a scale mock-up of what a hospital-sized hydrogen backup generator could look like and hinted that such an installation might soon become a reality. Now, I talked to these guys for a long time. I actually tend to know a little bit more about hydrogen than people give me credit for because of my time in the Air Force, especially at Patrick Air Force Base. We looked at liquid oxygen, liquid fuels, and hydrogen was one of them. And back then, we're talking about early 2000s, late 90s, we were seeing huge amounts of boil off and leakage. And that kind of thing has been addressed by Honda. They're talking about a much, much lower rate of leakage and frankly, almost no boil off. They're using different types of pressure. They're putting tanks underground. They've got a lot of really smart solutions. We've invited them onto the show. They're going to come back in a couple of days. They'll talk to us about that. So, hey, if you're interested in this kind of technology, you're interested in hydrogen, understanding why, even though it's not as good as a battery, why it definitely has its place, might be worth checking that out. Moving on from Honda, there were a couple of new electric Mack trucks coming, and one of them was already here, and it's not this red one. This is really interesting because this is a rear-loading version of the Mack LR electric refuse truck. Now, what's really funny is that this truck does not appear on Mack's website. And when I asked them about it, they said, hey, we don't comment on future products. So apparently this is a future product. Who knew? You saw it here first, guys. So we'll have a link to that in the show notes over at electrek.co. The sprawling Mack display at ACT was dominated by the all-new 2026 Mack Pioneer Class 8, making its public debut in a jet black sleeper configuration. The Pioneer was one of the stars of the show, although the Mack LR electric side loader and Terex developed MD electric utility bucket were also really popular. The big Pioneer felt a bit out of place considering it's a diesel engine truck at a clean trucking expo, but Mack's people reassured us that the assembled press that the latest diesel semi was at least a much cleaner diesel than those of years past. Improved fuel economy also means fewer carbon emissions as well as lower operating costs, while the new emission control technology and engine tuning means far fewer nitrous oxide emissions too. The new Pioneer is also 100% HVO capable. As a lower carbon fuel, it is a step in the right direction, I guess, but there are far bigger environmental wins to be had with battery power, and Mack fans looking for an electric won't have to wait long for that. Mack announced the new Pioneer Electric. So far, it's just a slide in the deck, but the Proterra battery-powered Mack Pioneer Electric promises more than 300 miles on fully loaded 82,000-pound combined vehicle weight range on the EPA cycle and the requisite DC fast charging that, in a current spec, Volvo VNR Electric is 255 kilowatts, can get the big electric semi back to 80% charge and on the road in under 90 minutes. With megawatt charging capability, which this is going to have, the next-gen Volvo VNL Electric that this is based on will be able to charge back up in under 30 minutes. So that's going to be really exciting. And again, going back to what we were talking about when we were talking about the messy middle, these things are practical, usable for most applications right now. Speaking a little bit more towards that megawatt charging, we wrote this article just before the show as a standard press release kind of thing. ABB is bringing its new 1.2 megawatt electric semi-truck chargers to ACT Expo. These guys knew we were coming. Obviously, they read electric. And when I went up there and hung out with them, they had electric branding on their megawatt and DC fast charger. I thought that was really cool. A nice nod to the coverage that we gave them. And of course, real easy for us to give them some more coverage. So hopefully we'll have those guys on the show in the coming days. Phil Johnson, thanks so much for hosting us while we were out there, and Brant as well. Brant's the president of ABB eMobility. They were really great guys and had a ton of great information for us. Obviously, Windrose, this is a really important truck. A lot of people accuse this truck of being a copy of the Tesla Semi. The difference, of course, being that this one's in production. And arguably the Tesla Semi is too. I'm not here to rip on Tesla today. They've got 70 or so of those trucks out there. But Windrose now has trucks in customers' hands. 3 years ago, Wenhan was walking around that show with a 3D printed model of the truck, trying to get anybody to pay attention to him. Last year, he had one of these trucks at the ride and drive. This year, he had a truck in the showroom. He had a truck out on the ride and drive. He had customer trucks. He's riding high. So these guys are doing a great, great job. And it's good to see that kind of progression take place. But one thing that was really, really cool about this show is that I was not alone. Jamie Dial, who's another writer for Electric, he came along with us and he was able to kind of double our coverage of what we did there. And that was great because there was really too much to see for one person. But Jamie got to stand in the line and ride in the Tesla Semi at the ACT Expo. He was really impressed about that. He's got about a 6-minute video there. We'll have a link to that again in the show notes. Range Energy announces two partners to electrify refrigerated trailers. Again, Range Energy, a company that builds battery electric trailers to help fleets electrify at the drop of a hat, have announced partnerships with Thermo King and ESL Power Systems to bring its technology to reefer units. So that's really, really cool. Check out that article. Finally, Bluebird is diversifying from school buses, entering the electric medium truck market. Bluebird, obviously, from their ubiquitous school buses and RVs. If you're familiar with RV chassis, you know Bluebird buses, really high-end stuff there underneath the Prevost and things like that. Many of which are now electric. For the first time since the company started building its own chassis in 1952, Bluebird is making a serious effort to move out into the medium duty space. Very, very cool. Expect to see some of those in the market as well. That's all I've got for today, May 6th. We'll have a comprehensive list of different stories here from ACT Expo over at the show notes. Be sure to check that out, electrek.co. We'll have the link here in the YouTube notes if you're listening to us there. Be sure to like and subscribe, follow along on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all that good stuff.